Good morning. Below I will present a brief technical description of the device itself and steps to free it from the manufacturer's cloud without changing the firmware. I bought the camera on a well-known auction site. It cost PLN 75 then. Now it costs PLN 85. Technical description. Technical data according to the seller. To install the camera, use the appropriate application, AVIEW, available for mobile devices. Using it, we can connect it to the home Wi-Fi network, STA, or use it in AP mode, connect to its hotspot. To be able to connect to the camera remotely, we need to log it into the Alibaba Cloud, CN, and everything that happens to it goes through their servers. This creates a huge danger because we have a foreign device in our LAN with full access to the network, and I don't need to explain what can be done in such a configuration. The device can be easily disassembled. Three screws connect the balls to the camera, and the whole thing is suspended on the ears of the rotating mechanism, one screw. I had to disassemble it to replace the power cable. The original one was a 15-centimeter cable with a plug. I replaced it with a longer one. I don't want to go into the details of the construction. One note, the rotation mechanisms do not have information about the position. Everything is based on the number of rotation steps at startup. Full range calibration must occur in both axes. Below are some photos of the interior. Main board, Wi-Fi module, motor controls and their appearance. Listening to the protocol. The camera, like most, supports the RTSP protocol, enabling the transfer of image, sound, and more. Duplex. I haven't found any description of the specific addressing of this device on the internet, but after scanning its available ports, the most interesting one is 554, turned out to be open, but none of the popular address combinations worked. I decided to listen to her communication using PCAP Droid on the phone, but the communication with the external cloud was immediately secured by TLS, so I didn't learn much. Frame examples. Changing the connection mode to AP helped. I reset to the factory and connected directly. It turned out that the application easily uses only RTSP for communication and without encryption. I saved sample packets from the phone while I was working and analyzed them. Image stream. After initial analysis, I used a simple Python script to capture the video stream. Just use the ready-made OpenCV, it can natively decode this stream. The above example takes image frames, scales to, and previews on screen. Once prepared, we can use it freely. Save it as a bitmap, or paste a movie on the fly. In my case, they go to RPI, where AI analyzes the data, and recordings, NVR, are created. Control of camera mechanisms. The camera has a rotating mechanism. I also discovered access to it in the RTSP transmission logs. It turns out that the camera has the ability to read and respond to feedback messages. While working, I managed to call up a list of its parameters. To manage these settings, you must send the appropriate frame with the command. Surprisingly, the control commands run without logging in. The rotation is in two stages. First, start. Then stop rotation. The dash command parameter indicates the type of action, as listed above. The time between sending packets is also dependent on the dash data 255 parameter, speed. Another example, setting the date and time. Below is an example class for handling rotation, up, down, which I wrote after understanding the command structure, and I am gradually adding new ones. As I mentioned above, the camera can be rotated by controlling the rotation time and speed, and due to the lack of position information, you have to remember their number for each position change. It certainly saves the last ones itself because it sets them after a restart. Class no translate, disconnecting from the manufacturer's cloud. Being able to freely control the camera, I left it connected to my LAN, but blocked its access to the internet on the router. In this situation, the manufacturer's application does know.